Welcome to Plants and Things Podcast. My name is Katie and I'm a hobbyist gardener. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you whether you are new or old to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Today I'm excited to talk to you about a garden update that I have for you about things that I'm doing in my garden right now. And so let's get into it a little bit. In this episode, I do want to talk about what I'm doing in my garden now, which is in late July. I am harvesting like crazy. I've gotten so many tomatoes off of my tomato plants, Roma, cherry, heirloom tomatoes. It has been so crazy. So I've been sharing a lot of what I've been harvesting with friends, family, coworkers. You can also, if I have not done this yet, but I will probably be doing this soon, is canning some of what I don't use or what I have leftovers before it spoils. So you can also do that in your garden if you're harvesting more than you can use right now. You can can it, freeze it, or you can also dry it and have some dried like peppers. You can make like pepper flakes if you want to, things like that. You can also make like, if you want to make like a powder or paste, like you can make tomato paste. You can also make foods like soup and then can it for later. But yeah, right now in my garden, I'm doing a lot of harvesting. So now is like definitely heavy on going out there, checking on my plants and seeing if I have any that are ready to be picked. And then also because it's very hot right now, making sure that I am watering the plants deeply, probably twice a week if needed. If it's not rained and the soil is dry and you notice that your plants need it, definitely water twice a week. If you have a raised bed, you might need to do it more than that because raised beds do tend to dry out quicker. Also, depending on the material, because the wood beds, they may not dry out as quickly, especially if you have mulch on there, but I've found that like cinder block or metal beds, they may dry out a little bit quicker. So just depending on like your bed and what they're made out of, definitely check on those and see if they need to be watered and water them deeply. I've also been mulching. So I got some free wood chips, which was amazing. So excited about that. So I have been utilizing that to help retain moisture in the soil. That mulching is also great, and you'll hear me talk about this a lot. It's great to mend your soil with too. Adding in organic compounds is a great way to improve your soil quality, whether that is wood chips, straw, different kinds of compost like worm castings, mushroom compost, whatever it may be. Organic mulch is fantastic. So like you can even use, I would not recommend using cow manure right off the bat. You do need to let that compost over time. And I do have a previous episode about that, so if you want to check that out, all the things about mulch and compost that you could want to know. But yeah, I'm doing that right now. That really helps retain the moisture. I've also had to remove a couple of tomato plants that started to, there's a blight going around, so keep an eye out for that, but they started showing signs of like a disease. So I went ahead and removed those plants, or you can also trim off the leaves if you notice that it's on the leaves. So just keep an eye out for any diseases that you can remove, and bugs too. Like make sure that you're also keeping an eye out for that so that you can, you know, go out and take care of that accordingly. I also recently released some ladybugs in my garden at the beginning of this month. So it's not what I've done right now, but at the beginning of this month I did release some ladybugs, and that helped with some of the aphid problem that I was having. Had a lot of aphids, and ladybugs eat aphids, so that was very helpful. yeah, so that's kind of like what I've been doing in my garden. You can also, right now as you're harvesting, if you want to, you can also be propagating some of your plants. So like mint, tomatoes, and things like that. I've been, I haven't yet, but I'm going to, definitely with the mint and the different herbs, I will be taking cuttings and propagating them and growing them in my little greenhouse for, some more herbs. I'm excited about that. So you can also be doing that too if you want to. So now it's time for a new segment called Fun Facts. Did you know that if you cut a tomato limb off and put it in water, it would root? Tomatoes are really, really cool because the stems, once they touch the ground or water, they'll start to root, and it's really cool, and it's a great way whenever you're planting them to also ensure that they are establishing a really good root system whenever you plant them deeper than the base of their root system. So if you want more tomatoes, you can propagate them from the tomatoes that you have right now. Thank you for listening to Plants and Things Podcast. I appreciate you, whether you are new or old, to my podcast, and I look forward to talking to you more next week. Happy planting. Bye.